Elon Musk criticizes Threads rate limits as oppressive just weeks after adding them to Twitter. By Lucas Nolan on July 18, 2023. Elon Musk has criticized new rate limits imposed by Mark Zuckerberg's Threads, Facebook's recently launched Twitter clone. Musk labeled the move as oppressive just weeks after Twitter announced limits on its own users to only viewing 600 tweets a day. Business Insider reports that Elon Musk, the owner of Twitter, has criticized new rate limits imposed by Threads, the Twitter clone released by Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, now known as Meta. Musk labeled the move as oppressive and accused the platform of copying Twitter's policies. Threads, which was launched in the wake of Twitter's controversial decision to introduce similar restrictions, has been tightening its rate limits due to what Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, described as spam attacks. Musk responded to this move on Twitter, stating that Threads' introduction of rate limits seems oppressive. Apparently, Musk doesn't feel his own rate limits are oppressive, although many Twitter users would disagree. The SpaceX and Tesla CEO didn't stop at calling the move oppressive. He also took a jab at Threads by replying to a 10-day-old tweet that showcased Threads' rate limits in action. This comes after Twitter's own rate limit policy, which affected thousands of users, sparked significant controversy. At the time, Musk defended Twitter's decision, stating that extreme levels of data scraping and system manipulation necessitated the limit for non-paying users to view 600 tweets a day. Musk didn't limit his criticism to just Zuckerberg's rate limits. He also accused Threads of being a copycat of Twitter. This echoes a previous accusation made by Musk's legal team in a cease and desist letter to Facebook. The letter accused Facebook of hiring ex-Twitter staff to create a copycat app, a claim that Threads creators have denied. Read more at Business Insider here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.